Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alex Faust, who hopefully is not anti-Rangers, is the Apple TV voice that you're going to hear tonight for Rangers, Braves. He joins us on the D&M Leasing Hotline on the home of the World Series champs. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know how these national commentators are. They're always biased against your team and only your team.
What did you make? Did you hear... And do you hear, Smoltz doesn't like, I mean, we always hear it for Joe Buck. And how do you try to balance that? And how much of that do you catch?
You know what? It's interesting. I do catch myself occasionally. Because, you know, all that we root for when we come in, we parachute in for these games. And we get it, you know, like the home team announcers. That's the beauty of baseball, right? You know, you got your guys there for 162 games. And so it's always hard when, you know, these new guys come in and you don't know them. They don't know you. I catch myself sometimes, especially if the home crowd is in a frenzy. Yeah, you get excited for that. You root for a good story. You root for an entertaining game. But we try as much as we can to, you know, to highlight the big stories from both teams. And luckily, we got a matchup here that it makes it easy for us to do. With two of the last three world champions.
All right, just so we can criticize you like everyone else on social media, where did you grow up and who was your team? Let's put it out there.
Oh, boy. Well, I grew up in New York City. I grew up in Brooklyn. My team growing up was the Yankees. But it's so funny. When you work in this business and you could talk to, you know, any number of commentators, especially if they're not affiliated with the team, like you really have to actually almost have a form of detachment. It's hard to root for anybody. After a while, because you're embedded with the sport, you root for individuals, right? Like there are some guys that you meet along the way who you wind up just, I will root for this individual and his story. Like, I mean, we're going to talk, I'm sure, about rookies for Texas. But you know, I'm already a fan of Wye Langford. I'm already a fan of Evan Carter. I'm rooting for their success, even if, you know, I'm not rooting for them in the game or the Rangers in the game in the moment. But it's, you know, that you have to have at least some sort of personal, you know, connection or conviction when doing the game. It's hard to really humanize people otherwise.
Alex Faust from Apple TV joining us on 105.3 The Fan. What did you think of the Jack Leiter debut?
Well, probably, it could have been a little bit better. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you want to get it out of the way for these. We were just in Baltimore last week, and you know, Jackson Holliday, much anticipated, you know, going up to make his debut. And so every time he comes to the plate, we were like, oh, you know, is this the moment he gets his first hit? And we're building up the drama. And then, you know, kind of falls a little bit flat. I mean, it was a wild game yesterday, right? And it goes to show, you know, this Rangers team, how much they can score. But, yeah, I mean, Jack, it's clear, right? You know, he's got a long career ahead of him. There's a reason why the Rangers drafted him in the first round and have rushed him along as quickly as he has. But, I mean, the kid, obviously, it's obvious that he has good raw stuff. It's just, you know, this Detroit team is also pretty good as well.
Alex, let's get your take on this Ranger team. You know, last year they caught everybody by surprise, a lot of people, outside of Peyton, our producer, out of 93 wins. But everybody else didn't have them there. They catch it by surprise. They win the World Series. Like, this year it's been a little bit of a struggle, though.
Well, you know, I think you go back to last year and what was the big hang up with the Rangers last year, and it was especially their bullpen. Like they could hit. You know, they did a pretty good job actually of putting together their rotation. And this year they tried to bolster that a little bit. Still the bullpen is a nagging concern. I'm of the opinion that we tend to forget that guys even like Marcus Semien, he's always been a slow starter, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so I don't think there's cause for concern. You're in April still. You know, already there have been, you know, three instances this year where you've put up 10 or more runs in a game. So even though, yeah, on the whole, you look at the offensive numbers, and you got to factor in the injuries too, the corner infielders. But I'll take Simeon and Seager up the middle any day with Dolis Garcia right there as well. I think in the long run, there shouldn't be cause for concern. Other than, you know, as you guys I'm sure have talked about, it's still the bullpen that is a big challenge for this team.
Alex Faust will be on the call for Rangers and Braves tonight on Apple TV. Alex, you talk about, you know, delivering from a national perspective, humanizing players, trying to, you know, point out storylines that are of interest to a national audience and everything else. When you look at this Rangers team, what do you think are the two or three areas that you say, this is something that, we'd really like to highlight about this baseball team when we're talking about them? But what are the interesting aspects of this team that you think resonate nationally?
Well, you know, one thing that we were kicking around in our production meetings this week was how many teams around baseball, they go for a big splash free agent and it just doesn't work, or it doesn't live up to expectation, especially when you attach a dollar figure to the contract. I don't know if the Texas front office gets enough credit for, and Chris Young and those guys, you know, obviously, you know, he's been promoted in the, you know, GM role, but I don't know if they get enough credit for, okay, they spent big on their middle infield, and then they actually panned out. I mean, like, how many teams across baseball will have this, you know, massive free agent contract, and then it just doesn't work out or doesn't match fan expectations? And this one worked to a T. It was exactly what the Rangers needed. They needed a bat at short, and they needed a guy who was an everyday player, middle infield, who's clearly an MVP candidate in Simeon, who is...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So durable. It was a home run for both of those signings, and I just don't think it gets enough credit around baseball just how well those two have worked out.
Alex, let's get a quick preview of the Braves here. They lose Strider, but here they are, best record in the sport, or best winning percentage in the sport, I should say. And you know, everybody had picked them and the Dodgers to be the two best. Are they exceeding the expectations that were already lofty of them to begin with?
I don't know about exceeding, but they can outscore their problems right now. I mean, their starting pitching, as you mentioned, you know, without Strider, that's their North Star. I mean, he is their best strikeout artist. I'd argue their best pitcher overall. You know, their starters have the fourth worst ERA combined in baseball, and yet they're scoring, you know, almost 6.5 runs per game. Okay, well, that'll win you ball games. They've been clutch late. They have the deepest lineup, I believe, in baseball, from 1 through 9. You know, when they're healthy, there is truly nowhere too high. They're without Ozzie Albies right now on the 10-day IL, you know, fractured toe after a hit-by-pitch. You know, but you have the reigning National League home run leader in Matt Olson. Jared Kelnick, I thought, was a pretty savvy pickup, you know, from Seattle. Obviously, it didn't work out well there. And you've got the reigning MVP in Acuna, who – I know he got off to a slow start too. You know, a lot of the chatter around Texas is, you know, the offense is, you know, for some of these guys got off to a slow start. Acuna didn't hit his first home run until this week. I think this Atlanta team, it'll come down to, okay, if they hit a rough patch offensively as a group, and I don't think they will because they're just that deep, but if they do, okay, what then? How does their pitching staff pick them up? And I think that is the one question right now with the Braves is, it's only one guy, and last year they had to deal with injuries to their rotation too, but man, when you lose your ace, it's hard to bounce back from that.
Alex, we know you also have a background as somebody who calls a lot of hockey too, doing, you know, Kings mm-hmm. games over the years, Bruins and Rangers and other things like that. Your thoughts on the Dallas Stars this season before we let you go, and their draw of getting the Golden Knights in this first round matchup?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're my pick to win the Stanley Cup.
There we go.
I'm totally serious, guys. I am not pandering, and this is why. You could tell me if you can find a deeper, heavier team uh-huh. with a top-end goaltender in the NHL. Tell me if you can find one, because I don't know if there's one that meets all those criteria. You know, they've been able to draft well. They've got these kids that have come up and made an impact right away, late in these drafts too. Not just, you know, the high-end guys. Their defense is heavy and sturdy. Jake Ottinger, man, that crazy save he made in overtime the other night, just nonchalantly putting the paddle out there. I mean, he is locked in right now. And I think there are a lot of questions around Vegas. Like, you know, they're banged up. Is Mark Stone going to be impactful even though he's coming back? What's their goaltending look like? It's just been – it's an up-and-down season for them. You know, so I think Dallas has got to be happy with the draw. The only thing is when Vegas is good, they're really good. You just don't know what you're going to get from them. And I would take my chances with this Dallas Stars team. I think they have what it takes to go all the way.
Thank goodness the Rangers are not taking on the Yankees tonight. Won't have to hear the favoritism from Alex Faust on Apple Television.
Hey, you know, I would try my best.
Hey, man, thank you so much for the time. We'll be watching tonight. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
There is Alex Faust on the D&M Leasing Hotline, and also has the hockey knowledge as well.
Well, he is right. The Stars are
picked to win it.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of teams. They are a lot of people's pick to win it.
Why the local news television stations may be paying attention and following Bobby Belt and that Zero Sugar? A little bit of a fraud, apparently. Things you need to know heading into the weekend with Sean and RJ next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.